enjoying the ride. At least I'm enjoying the ride. Yeah.
And now more Operation Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker at Wham! Talk 1600. We're here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern. Also available 24/7 on our YouTube channel, also named, just like the radio show, Operation Freedom, where we upload two new videos every week, usually Tuesday morning and either Friday or Saturday morning. And we're also available 24/7 on our website, davejanda.com, where we have a free, a public side, but where we have the extra shows, our WTF Geopolitical show, our Insider Insight show, where we bring a guest forward to discuss issues you're not going to hear in the bought-off lamestream fake media, our Department of Advanced Research show, which is about IT issues. It's our healthcare policy series, our contributing editor section, the podcast for this show are all available on the subscriber side of the platform. And without our subscribers, this show, the YouTube channel, and the website would not exist. And I thank our subscribers for their ongoing support of our efforts. One of the topics that we've focused on quite heavily, actually, recently on our subscription side of the platform is what's happening in our education system. And I assure you, the deep state's owned and supported, bought off lamestream fake media will never touch on all these issues. And just in the past several weeks, we've had the opportunity to have my next guest, Dr. Robin McCutcheon, join us. In addition, we've also had Dr. Michael Rechtenwald, who is the anti-PC professor. He wrote a book about melting the social justice warriors, snowflakes. Got in a whole lot of trouble with the academic world about that. He is no longer employed at NYU. If those of you that listened to this show this past week, we had a brief glimpse of the much longer interview we did with our Insider Insight interview with Dr. Rechtenwald about what's really occurring in the educational system, not just higher education, but also in K-12. And we also had a phenomenal educator, author, with huge, incredible insight, Dr. Sean Brooks, about the K-12 system and how it has been constructed over the past number of decades to communize education. I've never seen this issue delved into in the what some people here in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor still call the mainstream media. And I've seen very little of attention given to it. And I don't call it the alternative media. I call it the independent media. Very few folks in the independent media have focused on this. And one of the reasons why I think so many people are coming forward in the educational world, higher education world, and discuss issues about what's really occurring is because of our next guest, Dr. Robin McCutcheon, because she has for years really been at the tip of the spear when it comes to focusing on academic freedom. A little background on Robin. She teaches economics at the Lewis College of Business at Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. In addition to teaching principles of economics with using the principles of free market systems, her comparative economic systems course, which has been dubbed the Atlas Shrugged class by students, is well-loved and attended by what she calls her patriots in training, which are her students. That same course has actually been denigrated by a number of her liberal colleagues as being nothing more than propaganda. Robin uses Ayn Rand and Ludwig von Mises, just to name a few, to explain in plain English how our country's founding principles led to free markets and are the best path to liberty, freedom, and prosperity, not just for a few, but for everyone. Over 90% of Robin's students exit her class avid and staunch libertarian or fiscal conservatives. By background, Robin has a PhD in economics from the great Wayne State University. Robin, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Well, thank you, Dave, for that great introduction, and Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you. And, you know, I think it is, it's a big year. 2020 is a big year. I'm going to actually go into this in my WTF show for on our subscription platform this week. But I think there's a lot coming down the road and a lot that potentially could make it a great year, not just new year, but a great year across the board when it comes to freedom. You know, Robin, you recently wrote an editorial on academic freedom to preserve liberty and teaching. Educate our listeners on what you presented and what kind of feedback you got from that.
Oh, I'd be happy to. So academic freedom, let me just give a little bit of a history lesson. Academic freedom was a term formed by socialist professors in about 1910, about 109 years ago, because for the 25 years before that, socialist professors from America who had visited Europe and really, really liked what the European socialists were doing and what Marx had been doing over there came back to America and were teaching their students based on that ideology. And many of them were fired by their universities. So to fight back, they formed a union, the AAUP, the American Association of University Professors, and they declared in 1910 that they were all endowed by the First Amendment from our Constitution with freedom of speech, and therefore they had the right to teach in the way that they wished to teach, to research subjects that they wished to research, and the universities, if they were going to support the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, had to put up with it. So that was 109 years ago. And over the last century, these professors, gaining tenure, hired more people like themselves, and what you have over these last five or six generations is an infiltration into the university system of socialist professors, Marxist professors, like Dr. Mike Rechtenwald. Now, the problem is that if you get everyone thinking in one direction, you don't get any kind of balance. You don't get any of the other side of the story. And so the pushback that Dr. Rechtenwald found from NYU was that he dared to point out the elephant in the room by writing his book, Springtime for Snowflakes. And the problem that I see in the universities now is that there are so many professors that are left-leaning, they cannot and they will not tolerate any conversation of pushback from the other side of the wall. Any professor touting freedom of speech, freedom of their speech, is immediately put down.
And you have worked with, you've networked with Dr. Sean Brooks, who was also on our platform on the subscription side. And Sean outlined that, you know, many people think that this is just occurring in universities and campus settings around the country, when in fact it's actually pervasive throughout the K-12 structure as well.
Well, that's correct, but think about it. These people have had 109 years to promote their ideology. They are producing year after year after year more teachers like themselves. Now, not all of those people with degrees go into university. People who have received education degrees go into the K-12 system. So just as insidious an infiltration that happened in the university system, this same infiltration occurred in the K-12 system. And it just makes sense, right? If you're going to produce more people like yourself, if you are a socialist and you are producing student socialists and they are getting an undergraduate degree in high school math, then that's where they're going to go. And so this whole system, K through 12, K through 25, wherever you want to stop it, it's even as pervasive as doctoral programs. It's very difficult once we're 109 years on. We're in a fight for our lives. We're in the fight for our lives, and we're in the fight for the country. Because as you educate students, what Mark said was you educate them from when they are young, just like they were doing in the German and Prussian systems in the 1880s and 1890s. You educate them when they're young, and they don't turn from it. I mean, that's right out of Proverbs. Raise up a child in the way that you wish him to go, and he will not depart from it when he is old. So this is a prevalent fight. I'm not surprised that Dr. Sean Brooks found what he found in the K through 12 system. It's the only surprise to me is that he didn't knuckle down and toe the line. But if you've met Sean, he's a force in and of himself, and I'm so proud of him for having fought back the way that he did.
I am as well. He truly has taken on the deep state and their tentacle into the education system. Now, Robin, you're going to be having a conference, correct?
That's correct.
Okay,
conference.
Yeah, okay. Educate our listeners on when, where, and how they can get involved.
Okay, so my conference is March the 20th this year, 2020. We are in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, at the Baywatch Golf and Beach Resort. My conference is the 7th annual interdisciplinary symposium. People can go to my website. It's called linksync.com, and now I'm going to spell it. It's LYNC-SYNC.com, and just click on Attend the 7th Annual Interdisciplinary Symposium. Let me say the website again. It's linksync.com, LYNC-SYNC.com. Click on the symposium link. And all of the information is there. And as a matter of fact, Sean is going to be one of my presenters this spring. So I'm so excited about that because he's just going to knock the socks off of everybody.
Yeah, he's incredible. I can tell you the feedback we got from our subscribers after listening to him in that interview on our subscription platform, they were just wowed with his presentation, with his information, with how, he's very analytical about it. And again, what came back to me from our subscribers was, you know, we have kids in this system. We have grandkids in this system. And they come back and tell us what's going on. But we thought we had a clue what was occurring in our educational system. We had no idea after we listened to Dr. Brooks talk about this.
The poor parents, they should see it from my perspective. You know, I get the students who come in, they're 18, 19, 20 years old. They've been propagandized and brainwashed for 13 solid years. And by the time they get to my Atlas Shrugged class when they're 19 or 20 years old, it's like pulling duck's teeth to get them to not just see the other side, not just hear the ideas of free market systems, but to actually work their way, critically thinking their way, logically reasoning their way through the whole problem. And you talk about my colleagues denigrating me. You should read some of the student comments I get. These are probably not out on Rate My Professor, but the student comments that I read, man, it'll strip the varnish right off of you. It overemphasizes to me at the end of every single semester exactly why I need to keep working, and I need to keep showing students the difference between socialism and free market systems over and over and over again. Because honestly, unless someone is brave enough to say, look, here is the result of socialism. Let's take a look at Venezuela. Let's take a look at North Korea. Let's take a look at Zimbabwe or South Africa, some of these other nations that are saying, well, just a little bit of socialism is good. No, it's not good. It's a morally bankrupt, morally corrupt system. It's theft. Because in order to make it work, and I'm putting make it work in air quotes, you must steal from the people who are productive in order to give it to the people who are not productive. There's no freedom in socialism. There is no intellectual freedom in socialism, and that's evident by how Dr. Rechtenwall was treated. Mm-hmm. Because if you get a person like me or Sean or Rechtenwall, and we're talking about how intolerant the left is to any idea that's not pure as the driven snow for them, they are going to do everything they can to shut you up. And you get it from the students, too. Because, why? Because their whole life has been spent in a communist education system, K through 12. It burns my socks to think about how we have corrupted our system with this crap. Ooh, I'm sorry. I'm getting a little, I get heated about this because it is wrecking our country, and it really strikes me out of joint. I was going to say piss me off, but they'll probably beat that.
No, Derek's not going to beat that. He does the board for Theron, so he's heard far worse. No, not to worry. No, but it's true. It's absolutely infuriating. Now, here's the good news, that every week that goes by, there's somebody else that I'm contacted, at least several, from around the country that are saying, you know what, I've listened to what Dr. McCutcheon said, to Dr. Rechtenwall, to Dr. Brooks, and you know, I've been silent too long, and I need to step up. And there are people across the country, Robin, that are stepping up because of you and Mike and Sean. And here's somebody who stepped up just this week. UCLA professor comes clean on diversity delusion. Quote, conservative students are harassed, stalked, and threatened, end quote. This is from Zero Hedge. In a somewhat shockingly frank and honest blog post, Stephen Bainbridge, the William D. Warren Distinguished Professor of Law at the UCLA School of Law, published his diversity statement titled, quote, I submit herewith my diversity, equity, and inclusion statement for my merit raise at UCLA Law. Professor Bainbridge provided the following background, quote, as regular readers know, I'm up for a merit raise at UCLA Law this year and am now required to submit a statement of how I contribute to the university's goals in diversity, equity, and inclusion. This is what I just mailed to the administration. Although I am aware and respectful of the many dimensions within which a university properly seeks a diverse faculty and student body, I have long been particularly concerned with the lack of intellectual diversity at the law school. The groups that account for most of the underrepresentation among the racial, gender, religious, and ideological camps in law teaching are Republicans, both male and female, Protestants, and Catholics. This disparity persists even though religious and political diversity are probably more important for viewpoint diversity than gender diversity and roughly as important as racial diversity. In summary, conservative students at UCLA have been, quote, harassed, stalked, and threatened, end quote. A lot of people, a lot of folks in higher education and, frankly, in education from K through 12 are stepping up. And really speaking about issues that the deep state has imposed upon the educational system, Robin.
Well, I'm not very surprised that there are many people hidden in their closets. I'm glad to hear that this particular professor has stepped up. I hope that he reviews his university policy on academic freedom and then obtains a lawyer really darn quick because he's about to get pounded. Now, if he's listening, buyer beware. There's another professor, I don't know if you read about him, his name is Gary Becker. Of course, he's only a Nobel laureate, so maybe he's not that important. But he came out last week with an article and a research study that he did with one of his grad students saying that the university academic journal system is now so left-leaning that it bothers him because so many people get their tenure based on how many publications they have, and my gosh, you can't get a publication in any of these highly tiered journals like the American Economic Review unless you are so far left of Lenin that it's actually pitiful. So this is widespread. It's all the way from K to 12, and then it goes all the way through the university system. And it might be, it could just be that there are more people like myself and Sean and Mike and this gentleman from out in California that are, we've just been pushed to the limit. Now, my limit was reached a couple of years ago, and I'll be darned if I'm going to sit back and shut up anymore. So, you know, everyone who's working in university needs to go back and review their university's policy on academic freedom, because trust me, you sue a university because they're not upholding your academic freedom, you've got them by the short hairs. So grab their policy and beat them over the head with it, because they can't back down.
No, you're right. And so here's the question many people have. Many people say, well, you know, I'm a parent or I'm a grandparent, and I have students in the K-12 system, and, well, now they're thinking about going to college. What do I do? Because I don't want them turning into, you know, little socialist Marxist puppets. What do I do? What do you tell them, Robin?
Well, I think parents need to have a pretty honest discussion with their young adult students. I think they need to let their young adult students know, first of all, if they've saved any money to send their student off to college, you know what, you want to go to a liberal university, you go. Find your own way, pay your own way, get your own student loans. I'm not putting my money in a liberal university. I myself have a grandson. I am saving for his college education, but I'll be burned in hell before I give him money to go to a liberal university. So that's the first thing. You got to start talking with your kids about what's going on in their K-12 system. What are your teachers talking about? And where are you going to go so that you get the kind of education that is going to develop your mind, your critical thinking, your reasoning skills, so that you can be a valuable member of society? I think I heard Sean Brooks say that Hillsdale was a really good university to go to. Liberty University is good. And there are some other private universities. There aren't very many. There are truly not very many. But you know what? You don't have to have a university degree to go out and make darn good money. You can go get what we used to call was vocational education, you know, training with your hands. You can learn a trade. You don't have to be brainwashed by socialist professors in order to have the proper training to go make your way in the world.
And so,
I mean, I look at my students all the time. First day of class is coming up a week from tomorrow. And when I ask them, why are they here? Well, they're here to get a good education. Why? To get a job. You don't need an education to get a job. You can go down to McDonald's and flip burgers. And, in fact, if you flip them long enough, you might end up owning the franchise. So you don't need an education. You don't need to be brainwashed by socialist professors to go get you a good job. But you do need to be a little smart about where you go.
Well, and in fact, something that Dr. Brooks brought up and Dr. Rechtenwald brought up, and they said, you know, we didn't think we would ever recommend this, but basically a fine way to get your education at this point, you can get it online where you can pick and choose with information, and it's not going to be part of the socialist Marxist agenda.
They're both exactly correct. And the reason that the online university system is so much better than face-to-face is because you don't have somebody standing in front of your face touting off on their soapbox about how good socialism is.
Robin, how can folks follow you? How can they learn more about the course?
So I'm on ResearchGate, and I'm on LinkedIn, and people are welcome, most welcome, to look me up at Marshall University.
Robin, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. You're a beacon of truth and light and freedom in the world of education. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. Dr. Dave Janda broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at WAM Talk 1600.